Yeah, over the weekend, the judge here in Greenbelt, Maryland, said this has to happen by 11:59 p.m. Monday. The deadline is firm, and she has rejected chances or requests from the Trump administration to delay or pause or stay this deadline or this decision. And she didn't just issue a ruling. It was a blistering ruling saying that this was a lawless act by the Trump administration to deport Mr. Garcia, and that it's chilling that the administration seems to be arguing that they can't get him back because he's now in El Salvador, which is quite an argument, she says, considering that wouldn't stop the administration from deporting U.S. citizens to El Salvador than saying they can't get them back.
Did she elaborate? Obviously, there has been this challenge we've heard throughout that they can't get him back, on what she believes they could do to sway El Salvador to release him?
And she believes that they have the power and capacity to work with El Salvador to deport and accept the deportees. They can work with El Salvador to have deportees returned. But there's a more fundamental issue here, I think. We're seeing another one of those moments, the second one in this many weeks, where a judge has issued an order and the Trump administration has indicated it may not comply with the order or cannot comply with the order. That's a much more foundational, destabilizing dynamic than just the case of Mr. Garcia himself.
We've also seen the Trump administration take action against those representing the government in court.
This has gotten so far and wide, this controversy in this case. The Department of Justice has put on leave the prosecutor who was in court in Greenbelt Friday, unsuccessfully making the administration's case. That attorney did not win in court. That attorney was viewed by some as not being zealous enough in his arguments. Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, has put him on leave indefinitely.
You know, we're seeing challenges of this, appeals of this. Where do all those stand and where can we see this go?
Yeah, they're trying, the Trump administration is, in the Circuit Court of Appeals to get some relief from this order from the judge. It's unclear if that's going to come through. This could all be on a trajectory to the U.S. Supreme Court at some point. But there's a more foundational issue for Mr. Garcia and his family in Prince George's County, which is there is a deadline of 11:59 p.m. Monday in which his return is expected, which means an awful lot to his family and to his supporters in Hyattsville and throughout Maryland.